Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Brochas Daf Pidal in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shmini, beginning of Aloch Vov, starting Pegimel with base towards the bottom of the Amud. The Mishnah says, "Ein mevorchim al haner ve'al psomim shel goyim." One cannot do a brocha on a candle or psomim or good smell of goyim, and the Gemara is going to explain that it's a problem of Avodah Zarah. "Val haner ve'al psomim shel meisim," also not a candle and good smell that you do use for meisim, because that's not meant for light or for smell, it's meant for the covered of the mace. V'alaner v'al psomim shlifin avodah zarah, and also candle psomim avodah zarah because of isur avodah zarah. V'heim mevorchim v'alaner ad she'yo'isu lo'yor. You can't say a bracha on a candle unless you're able to enjoy the light of the candle, and the Gemara is going to say more examples for this. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rav Yaakov Kumei Rav Yirmiyo, Mevorchim al psomim shel goyim. You do say a bracha on a psomim even of a goy. Says the Gemara, Mau Poli, is he arguing on a Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Kayumno b'maisov o b'mash in a court of Chaim lifnei chanusoy. Says the only problem to do for goyim is if they're using it for the zor. But if this person is putting a nice smell in front of his store, he's not doing it for the zor, then you're allowed to enjoy even if a goy. Says the Gemara, Shoshis means a lantern. Even though it was not extinguished, it was lit throughout Shabbos, you could say a bracha for it. Because it, as long as it wasn't used for Aveiro, you could still say a bracha for it. Ner betoy chekoy, if he has a candle holding it in his hand, meaning it's very hard to see it. Oy betoych ponos, or it's in a metal cage, which is hard to see the candle. Oy besoyach betapidal mudalef spaklayo, meaning it's in glass. Or another case, royes hashaleves ve'inu mishtamish loyro, he sees the light, but he can't use it because he's too far from it. Or mishtamish loyro ve'inu royes hashaleves, or he's able to use the light from the candle, but he can't see the candle. The Gemara says in the Bavli, it's standing in a corner, so he can't see the candle. Loyro min revorchim aleo ad she royes hashaleves. He needs to actually see the fire and use it, and if it's covered, or if it's in a corner, or if he doesn't really enjoy the light, he cannot say a bracha. Says the Gemara now, Chamisha Dvorim Neimru B'Gacheles V'Chamisha B'Shaleves. There's five things that are said on a Gacheles, which means coal, meaning it's an actual physical thing. V'Chamisha Dvorim B'Shaleves, five on the fire, which is not as tangible. So Gacheles Shel Hegdesh, if you have a gecheles of hegdesh, belongs to hegdesh, and a person uses it, is over me'ilah, is over the iser of enjoying hegdesh, not in the right way. But a fire of hegdesh, you're not allowed to enjoy it, it's a chumrah. But a person did enjoy it, he didn't over the iser of me'ilah. Gechel chara dezara asura, v'shalheves muteres. If you take a coal from a dezara, you're not allowed to enjoy it, like any other thing of a dezara. But shalheves, which is not a physical item, not a tangible thing, that you could enjoy. Hamudar ano mechaveiroi, a person is, has a neder not to enjoy his friend, also begachalto, he cannot enjoy his coal, because it's considered to be an item. Umudar mishalhafto, he's allowed to enjoy the fire, because the fire is not considered to be an item which belongs to his friend. Hamoiti zekachel zeshus rabim chayov, vashalhev is potter. Someone on Shabbos takes a coal out of shus rabim, is chayov, he took it an item from shus ayochet to shus rabim. But if it was a shalheves, is not chayov. And here we come to the flip. The only thing where Shalevis is more than Gacheles is our sugya. Mevorchim al Shalevis, vein mevorchim al Gacheles. Habrocha moireish, you say only on fire, not on coal. So the Gemara of Chia Barashi b'shem Rav, imayugacholim loichoshois mevorchim. If it was flickering coals, then you do say habrocha. Says the Gemara, b'yuchon dekartzer b'sham nachon bar simoi b'lvav aniktofis. Only the ones where the fire is very easily inflamed from these coals. But if it's not, so then you don't say a bracha. So the Gemara, even though we say you don't say a bracha from a goy, but you do say a bracha if the goy lit it from Yisrael, because then it didn't come from Avodah Zarah. Or Yisrael lit it from a goy, because now it's already one removed. The fire was removed from its original source, and therefore you could say a bracha. Says the Gemara, Nicho goy shehidlik Yisrael. I understand the goy that lived from Yisrael didn't come over to Zara. But if you're saying a Yisrael from a goy is okay, Me'ato afilu goy mi goy. So also a goy, the lid from a goy, you already removed from the original source. And the Mefarshim should bring over here that really the Bavli says it's a gzeiro. But yeah, I don't want you to use a fire of a goy, so I don't even use a goy from a goy. So the Mo'ashka Tani, goy me goy me vochim, it says clearly in bright, so you don't do a bracha from a goy from a goy, even though the fire is not the original fire. If you have a street full of goyim, and you have one Jew living there, or it came fire from that street, so you can rely on the fire to say they came from Israel, and therefore you could say a bracha on it, you're not choishish to be totally never dissolved. You cannot do a bracha on psalmim that they use on Friday night in Tveria. And now on the psalmim that they used in Tzipoirim in Moitzi Shabbos. Because they used to use that psalmim not for smell, but in order to clean their clothes, make a smell on the clothes, not for the purpose of psalmim. So these psalmim don't say a bracha. And it concludes the Gemara and says, not the candle, not psalmim, shall order of Shabbos, meaning for the night of Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, Tzipoirim, doing for all the purposes of Lichvot Shabbos, and not for the actual enjoyment of light or smell. Says the Gemara, v'lo'al ha'ner psalmim shall meisi, that's what the Mishnah said. Rav Chizki, Rav Yaakov, ha'achov, sh'rav Yosef, v'chanino, ado de'at omar, that's what you said, it's only if it's standing above, towards the top of the bed of the mace, which is meant for the mace himself. But it's in front of the bed, so it's not being used for the mace himself. You do say a bracha. If it's in front of the bed, when the people come to visit the mace, you have a special candle, psalmim is for the living to enjoy it. And that's considered to be a light of psalmim, which is done for the living, and you do a bracha for it. Says the Gemara, v'loy l'ner, v'loy psalmim, shlif y'ner v'dezor, you can't do a bracha over there. So says the Gemara, v'loy shel goyim, he shel v'dezor, isn't the same reason of the beginning of the Mishnah of the goyim? Says the Gemara, tipotav v'dezor shel Yisrael. Goyim is because of v'dezor, v'choshin v'dezor. And by Yisrael, if chas v'shel is v'dezor, by them, you also can enjoy the psalmim in there that's done for v'dezor. The Gemara concludes the Mishnah, you can't do a bracha on a candle until you enjoy the light. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, Dorosh of Zehira b'rei deravo, v'yar elokim esaor kitoiv, it says the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw the light that was good, v'achakir v'yavdel elokim b'naor v'nechoshech. So we darshan it for Avdolah. In other words, you first see the light, then you do Avdolah. You need to be able to see the light before you do Avdolah. Omar Rabbi Yochai kach toshu shnei gedoy lohilom. That's how shnei gedoy lohilom darshin. Rabbi Yochai m'shir melokish vayavdel loikim avdolo vaday. So Rabbi Yochai learns avdolo vaday means for the purpose of avdolo, like we just darshined, that for avdolo you don't do a bracha until you see the light. But the Mara Puldo says that avdolo vaday refers to the avdolo of ori v'choishik, which I was going to address in a moment. For Rabbi Namri, Rabbi Yochai darshin. When it says Vayavdel Kimra over Nechoshech, means he put the light away for the tzaddikim, as we learned earlier. Says the Gemara, the Moshe of what exactly was going on in the beginning of the Bria. Lamelech Shayulo Shnei Istar Tegin, two servants. If they were arguing, who is going to be the one serving during the day? He told one of them, you're going to be in charge in the day. You're going to be in charge of the night. And the Gemara explains, meaning there were two servants, or the light and darkness, and they wanted to be together in the same time. Tshuva separated them. The light is in the day, and the dark is in the night. And according to the Mara Puldo, this is what the Gemara said before, that's Avdolo Vaday. The Avdolo, the separation of the light and the darkness. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu told Iyoiv. Did you address the morning in your lifetime? Did you know where the morning belongs to? meaning yadata is a mekoyim shor shesh mebereishis eichon nignas. Do you know where the light of mebereishis, where did it go? In other words, you don't know exactly what happened in the bria. That's what Hashem gives ear of Musar. Do you even know where Or Haganus, this light that we said was moved on the tzaddikim lost the light? You don't know where it is.
I said a reasoning.
The minute you have Or v'choshech, Hashem came and did peace between them, gave the Or in the day and the choshech in the night. So according to the simple understanding of the Gemara went back and forth. The Gemara said the story of the peace. Then the Gemara went back to what the Pasuk of Ir talking about the Tzadikim lost the Lovoi. And the Gemara goes back again and says again that the peace, it's what's mentioned, the Ois Shalom, that refers to that peace. And in the Prey Moishe's Mashma, the Pasuk that says the Ir includes both. First of all, do you know where is the place of the mourning? Where does it belong to? Second, do you know where the light was Nignaz? It's two points, the two points that our Sugya mentioned. Says the Gemara, you don't say a bracha until you enjoy the light. Says the Gemara, Rav Omer Yoisu with the Aleph. Shmuel Omer Yoisu with the Ayin. Enjoy the light. How do you spell it? With the Aleph or with the Ayin? Two different Gesaris over here. Mand Omer Yoisu is based on the Pasuk. Ach be'oizois ne'ois lachem. We will agree to be with you. We'll agree to enjoy your presence. Mand Omer Yoisu with the Ayin. Ladas la'us es'ef davar. Meaning Yeshaya is saying, I know how to teach people things. I know how to make them comfortable to understand things. Similar here, the light gives some comfort. The Gemara brings other examples that we didn't know exactly how to spell something. Talmud Tanin says in the Mishnah, Kitzad me'avrim misa'orim. How do you make the cities, how do you make an ibur to the city to extend the city for Eruvin? Rabba me'avrim with the Aleph. Shmuel Allah me'avrim with the Ayin. As if you're adding a limb with an aleph to the city. As if a woman is pregnant, she extends out of herself. That's how the city extends as well. There's another Mishnah that says, before the holidays of the goyim. Rabbi my edem with an ayin. Shmuel my edem with an aleph. Mando my edem with an aleph. Ki karov yoyim edom. The day that Hashem is going to punish the goyim is coming. So it refers to the specific day that belongs to the goyim. Mandom eidem with ayin ve'edem heimo bal yiru bal yedu leman yevoishu. Meaning the pasuk is talking about avodah zarah and it's calling it eidem. So you see, eidem means the day of avodah zarah. Says the Gemara, man nekayim Shmuel tamid the Rav. What will Shmuel do with the pasuk the Rav brings? Says no, ve'edem heimo shemasidim levayesh esavdem leir medin. Eidem, not that that's the word of the Zoro. Ve'edem is loshen edus. They're going to come and testify against the people that worship them and cause them embarrassment in Yom Adin. Continues the Gemara in Mevorach Vala Nerat Shehoisu Lo'oyu, we don't say a bracha until you endure the light. Yavudu B'shem Shmuel, Kedishu Noshim Tovos Lo'oyu. How much light it needs to be that a woman is able to sew in front of the light. Oma V'yechul Kedishu Teh Eino Yoye Ma Bekois Ma Bekaro. Another measurement, person is able to see what's in a cup or in a bowl. Maybe a little bit more light to be able to differentiate between two similar coins. He doesn't actually have to enjoy the light. Even if the room is very large, 10 by 10, and he's very far from the light, just the fact that he could enjoy the light, if he'll be close to it, he could say a broch even farther away. Rav Zeiru makiv kumi b'tzino. If Zeiru got close to the candle to say a broch. Amalei Talmidah told him it's Talmidim. Rabbi, mat machmir aleinu. Why are you so machmir to get close to the candle? V'atani Rishaya afilu trickling eser mevorchim. Even a very big room of 10 by 10, you could say a bracha. As long as you're able to get close to the light, and the light is enough to enjoy it, so even if you're further away and you're not enjoying it at the moment, you still could say a bracha of boire meoire eish. And with this we conclude Yerushalmi Brachas, Daf Pei Dalet.